Eyes Forward, VA Secretary Assesses Progress, Future of Veteran Care, by Henry Howard. Caption, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough speaks to the Legion's 104th National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, on August 29th. End of caption. The American Legion and the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, share common priorities, including working to reduce the number of veterans who die by suicide, encouraging wellness checks on veterans, and other methods of supporting those who served their nation with honor. In this exclusive interview, VA Secretary Dennis McDonough discussed key initiatives, the Legion's role, and more. Tell us about some key VA initiatives to help reduce the number of veterans lost to suicide. This is our number one clinical priority every day of every week of every month of every year. First, if you're a veteran in crisis and you want to see a provider, whether you're enrolled at VA or not, the Veterans Compact, Comprehensive Prevention Access to Care and Treatment Act, allows you to go to a VA hospital or another hospital and get that emergency care. And we'll make sure we pay for that. In less than a year, 32,469 veterans have taken advantage of it. If you need to see somebody in crisis, don't wait. Second, if you're in crisis and you're far from a hospital, pick up a phone and call us. Dial 988 and press 1. We'll get you in touch with mental health professionals if that's what you need. Third, you may not be in crisis now, or you might be a family member and just want to be prepared in the event there might be a crisis. In which case, what we say is, don't wait. Reach out, and reach out now. Visit us at va.gov/reach. You'll see useful information, tips, contacts we've developed with our mental health professionals to make sure people are prepared now in the event a crisis comes later. It's natural to find oneself wrestling with mental health challenges. You don't have to wrestle alone. Family members, you don't have to wrestle alone if your vet is struggling. Those efforts correlate to the American Legion's Be the One mission, which is empowering veterans, service members, their family members, anyone, to be the one if a veteran's life is at risk. What does it mean to have the Legion make this its top priority? With Be the One, the Legion, as a strong national and community leader, is challenging not just its members, but everybody to be the one, to be there for our veterans, to keep your eyes peeled, to make sure you're the one who reaches out and checks on our veterans. That's exactly what we need, which is every community across the country looking out for our vets. Every one of us not only has the obligation to, but can be, that pivotal interlocutor. It's an amazing challenge, and you're showing that it works. We're trying to emulate that with many of the things we're doing. When you're assessing progress made by VA and the American Legion, what would success look like? The bottom line is that we won't rest until it's zero, right? That's what success looks like. And the clarity and the strength that comes from that goal is very motivating. Let's talk about the PACT Act, signed in 2022. Where is VA on implementing new claims? We're really excited about the PACT Act, and it would not have happened without the Legion and its members demanding that we make good on our promises to our vets. Since President Biden signed it, there's been more than 1 million PACT Act claims filed. Earned benefits to date under the Act are more than $2.2 billion. And as of September 10th, more than 4.4 million vets have received toxic exposure screenings from their primary care physician at VA, which allows us to find out if a veteran has a toxic exposure that's new to us. And as we get that additional information, we can work with that veteran to see what additional care they may need. Because of this big influx, we are processing claims at a faster rate than ever. We have already by August, processed 1.8 million claims this fiscal year. VA finished the fiscal year with 1.98 million, 15.9% higher than the previous year. And that's 100,000 more claims than we had filed last year, which was the largest number ever processed. What should veterans know if they haven't already started the process? We know there are millions more vets who meet the eligibility requirements of the law. We're urging them to visit va.gov/pact. Get with your American Legion service officers to file a claim. Let us get to work for you. VA conducted its first national buddy check week in October. What do you want veterans to take away from it and apply in the future? What we've seen with the American Legion doing buddy checks the last several years is that it rekindles connections. And those connections are very meaningful for our vets. I'm also confident we're going to see a follow-on effect, which is that the buddy who gets a call is going to think to himself, okay, I hadn't thought of this. I'm going to call my buddy. And so there's a virtuous cycle. This has been true at VA since our founding. We're watching and learning from our partners like the Legion and just emulating what you're doing. The sky's the limit on what we're going to learn from this. Women veterans face different issues than male veterans, such as a larger percentage of military sexual trauma cases, private access to some facilities, and reproductive care. What strides are being made toward improving VA health care for women veterans? We really appreciate the Legion challenging us to do more in this space, and not only challenging us, but also then pressing Congress to make sure that we're investing in new tools. We're seeing really important progress on making sure we apply proven best practices across the system. Like in Minneapolis, where there will be a new women's health clinic at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. Our exam rooms are built so the woman veteran stays there and the specialists cycle in, rather than making the veteran move through various levels and wards of the hospital. Also, we are seeing substantial increases in funding for gender-specific care. That allows us to hire specialists of particular importance to women, gynecologists, for example, and to invest in technology vital to women veterans like mammography. Lastly, is investing in and ensuring specialists are co-located with other services around mental health for women veterans. We do this well in certain clinics like in Minneapolis and Gaithersburg, Maryland, where a woman veteran could go to one clinic, see a gender-specific provider, primary care, mental health, all in one stop. Henry Howard is Deputy Director of the American Legion National Media and Communications Division.